بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم. أما بعد، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned in many ways and forms that a man is the leader of the house. And it just so happens, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew, that when someone feels like a leader, unfortunately, they tend to abuse their power. They're in a position of authority. They're in a position of power. So now you have Islam that says you have authority, you have a position, you have power, and you are the leader of the family. Then on top of that, the financial responsibility is also on the man. And we know the one who brings in the money has the strongest and most powerful voice. So the Prophet ﷺ knew that there would be some men out there that would abuse their power. And what's interesting is that Nabi ﷺ is saying this to the greatest of human beings after the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, and that is the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So he is talking to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So no one sitting here can say that, no, I'm better, I don't need this hadith, I already know. Because the Prophet of Allah SWT was talking to the greatest of human beings after the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the best of people are those who are my companions, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, then the ones after the companion, and the ones after the companions, so the tabi'een and the tabi'een. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to them, that the best of you, from amongst the companions radiallahu anhu, the best of you are those who are best to your family. And I, meaning the Prophet ﷺ, saying that I am the best to my family. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way he spent time with his wife is also from amongst the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just things that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do. And one narration, it comes that Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, we were on a journey and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raced me and he beat me in the race. Then later, and I beat him in the race. Then later on, we were on a journey, and then he beat me in the race. And he came to me and he said, that's because you beat me last time. So as she got older, she got slower, and the Prophet beat her. These are things in this day and age. Now again, I mentioned it a few times now. The Prophet, when he moved to Medina Mirawara, how old was he? 53. How? And the Prophet probably raced her when he was a little bit older. Which 55-year-old would race their wife right now? But these are things, you would say in our English language, that's cute. But the Prophet ﷺ knew that would make Aisha radiallahu anha happy. And the Prophet ﷺ didn't forget, you beat me one time, I'm going to beat you next time. Simple things. When Aisha radiallahu anha, she would drink water. Now see, it's important to understand the context. Women in that era were considered dirty. You don't want to share the same pot or cup or same glass as a woman. If the woman just bathed herself, you don't want to bathe after her. And the Arabs, they considered women to be dirty. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understands the context. Aisha radiallahu anha drinks from a glass, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes that glass, and he drinks from the exact same spot that she drank from. So constantly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was treating his wives with respect. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come home every day after Salat al-Fajr, every day he would come home and he would say assalamu alaikum to his family member. How are you? If you look at a day of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, right, there's books written on it. A day with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Yawm al-Nabawi. A day with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is his day like? After Salat al-Fajr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come home and he would say assalamu alaikum to his family members with a smile. And he would ask her, how are you? Do we have anything to eat? Now men go home, they come from Fajr, come home, where's my breakfast? Where's my breakfast? I just came home right now. It's suhoor time, I want my suhoor ready. The Prophet would come home and he would ask her, do we have any breakfast? No, ya Rasulullah, we don't have anything to eat. Okay, don't worry about it, today I'll fast. Don't worry about it, today I'm just gonna fast. Don't stress, don't take any tension, don't worry about breakfast, I'm gonna fast it. Not in a rude way, but it's okay. It's okay, don't worry about breakfast today. I'm just going to fast. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us another narration that women had been created by the rib of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. There are different interpretations to it. But in other words, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you, the rib is a little bit, you know, crooked, or it's curved a little bit, and if you try to straighten it out, you'll break it. So talk to your wives in a low, in a soft, calm manner. Don't yell at them. Don't raise your voice against them. Men, they can talk to each other, they can raise their voice. But if you raise your voice in front of a woman, it hurts them, it shatters them, it bothers them. They can't take that loudness. They need calmness, they need softness, they need to be relaxed. No, talk to me in a gentle tone, then they can understand. If you raise your voice, that's enough, they can't talk no more. Whereas men, you need to yell a little bit to encourage them and incite them, and you know, if they're exercising, come on, you can do it, you have to raise your voice. That's men. Women are completely different. So An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companion radiallahu ajma'in, that the best of you are those who are the best to their family members, and I am the best to my wives. So being kind to your wife, treating your wife with respect and honor, and caring for them is from amongst the sunnah of An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us good husbands, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us good fathers, inshallah. And hopefully the women folk don't abuse these statements either. But inshallah, may our families be protected from all types of fitness, trials, and tribulation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to live our lives in accordance to the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.